The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
We're back after a hiatus. It's 874 BC. Where were we? Was I? Utah, baby. You guys ever been? You kind of have the right to free speech in Utah, I think. I don't know. Anyway, Utah's an interesting place. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it is true what they say, a large Mormon influence. Now, I will say the Mormon jokes about Utah gotten a little hacky, you know what I mean? And I didn't used to believe in hack, but I guess hack means derivative, which I can buy, you know? Regardless, here I am, a hack, talking about Utah. We were there, Salt Lake City area. Had the privilege of doing some skiing at some very nice resorts. You know what I mean? Now, if you're in the Salt Lake area, they have four major resorts, and then you head up north scattered about, we'll say. Around the perimeter city, there are smaller resorts, I guess. Now, we went to the big ones, which is good. I don't know. As I get older, I'm starting to like the small ones, actually. You know what I mean? Not the super small. I grew up Midwest, skiing in a valley, literally, in a ravine, essentially. But either way, we went to the big ones. We stayed at Snowbird. Snowbird is an interesting place, and this is the thing about Salt Lake. It might be exclusion uppity, I don't know, rich, but there are poor neighborhoods. We drove through one. Regardless, Solitude doesn't even have a lodge. If you've ever been skiing, every place usually has not only one big ass lodge, but usually a couple of them. You know what I mean? If you're going to like Copper, any of the Colorado big ones, you know what I mean? They're selling, they're slinging, they've got their name on everything. Snowbird doesn't give a fuck. They just want you to rent a room because that's where the money is. Whew. Anyway, went to Snowbird, went to Alta, where I totally pussed out, guys. It was the best snow day. You know what I mean? I'm talking probably 9 inches of fresh snow everywhere. You know what I mean? Now, I snowboard mostly, but I do know how to ski. And Alta only allows skis. Again, it's kind of like, is it like redlining? Is that what that's like? I don't know what it's like. The point being, it's weird. Everywhere you go, there's a little bit of something there. I will say the snow is better. The terrain is better in Utah. But the whole thing's kind of stuffy, as one of our hotel attendants told us. Either way, so I went to Alta, and because I was skiing, I couldn't fucking take it, dude. I was so angry. The snow was so awesome, and I couldn't do anything. I said, fuck it. Upgraded my ticket for $60 on top of, I don't even know how much I already paid, over $100. And I went back to Snowbird and had a good day. Skied with and snowboarded with my dad, which is awesome. My wife was busy with work shit. It was awesome. But we never got to Solitude. Yes, never got to Solitude, but we did do Brighton, which is the final of the four. Now, I would suggest Brighton. Brighton is the least stuffy, I believe, of the big resorts in Salt Lake City. So today's episode brought to you by Brighton Ski Resort, Salt Lake City-ish area. Hit them all up. Hit the small ones, guys. You know what I mean? But if you want the big Utah terrain without the big stuffiness, so far, the best I can tell you is Brighton. All right. So who do we have on what I'm calling today, 874 BC, the podcast? That's right. Today's PUDs are myself, obviously, Pete Morris, Zevon Vasquez, and Trip Callahan. And we had a gay old time. So let's get into the episode. Should I put the thing across the bottom so you can rest your feet under the table? That wouldn't
be
bad.
A good move.
That wouldn't be bad, actually. A lot of bars have that, right? The thing that you can rest your feet on.
Yeah, like the little
pole. Is that what they call them, bars?
Bar?
I don't think so. That would make sense.
I could see the wheels moving at Trip's head. He was like, no. Bar. It is a bar. It's brass a lot of the time.
Good point.
Why didn't they call it a brass? I don't know. God. Brain aneurysm. All right. Did it ruin it to put the brandy in there or not?
It was all right. The cream helps of the 900-calorie monster
weird.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Do you want a little splash of this?
Let's go for it, dude.
How about you, Zima?
Oh, no, let's thank go. You.
All right. I'm about to try it. I guess I...
It just tastes kind of...
Shitty?
Right.
Mid?
Right.
No, it's not too bad. I mean, it's not too good either.
I don't think it's enhanced. At all, I think.
It's like coffee with chemicals in it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. This is like Dow coffee.
Yeah,
coffee from Dow.
Yeah, exactly, dude. If Rubbermaid made coffee, this
exactly.
is this would be it.
Fisher
dude.
Price coffee.
Did you was Dow the guy in the what's that movie, The Foxcatcher? You seen Foxcatcher?
I know what it is.
It's
yeah.
So it's a true story about two brothers who are wrestlers. And they're both very good. One of them, I believe, is an Olympian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guy, is it Dow Chemical, the guy who runs? Who does it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's like a wrestling enthusiast, but it's because he's a huge putt, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, so he hires these two brothers to start a wrestling camp, like, on his, like, compound.
Uh-huh.
Then he ends up murdering one of the dudes.
Nice.
And it's a true story.
Because he loves him so much.
Yeah,
what does
exactly.
PUD mean?
What is what? PUD? You never heard PUD?
No.
You guys know what PUD means?
I was going to guess person of dissidence.
I was thinking about like...
That's POD, dude.
Oh,
of. Right.
Person I spell of.
What's your guess?
I think it has to do with some gay shit.
Is that a PUD? Is that like just like a schmuck?
Like I think it's a lot like a schmuck.
Just like a fucking loser?
It's... So schmuck is a wanger.
Right.
Right. And I don't know why, but I felt like a PUD was a dildo, but a PUD might just be any thing that... is dick shaped that people use as a dick.
So because of that, he set up the child's
you know
camp.
I'm gonna... yeah. Well, a PUD is what
you watch out for those guys.
It's like being a phony dick. If you call somebody a PUD, it's like you know what I mean.
Yeah,
they're
like Asher's dick.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, Asher does have a fake dick, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I forgot that he had the bathroom.
It's
dick.
It's a fat one too.
Say, I'm gonna grab my phone.
Barely fit in my mouth.
Talk about PUDs.
PUD.
PUD's fun to say.
Language of origin.
That's a good movie idea, though.
The Fox Catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's so good they made it.
Let's have him go to have this gay dude set up a camp and then kill someone.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. He loved wrestling so much. It was Steve Carell and who's hot guy from...
Oh, so it was like a comedy.
No.
Oh.
This is like when Steve was doing
all the
serious shit.
Like
Big Short.
Diamond bullshit. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're thinking of Uncut Gems of
Adam
Sandler.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, everybody's... I'm not a movie guy.
Put me in front of a movie. You never know what you're going to get.
I'm going to look it up. Because I don't... Now that I'm talking about PUDs, I don't know if I know. You know what I mean?
PUD could just be Goya Schmuck.
Yeah, it could be the Goy Schmuck.
It was gonna it just could devolve be the into schmuck. Yiddish.
Yeah.
Just...
That would be a good name for a special, the Goy Schmuck.
Goy Schmuck.
Yeah. The Goy Schmuck.
I think that's good.
Is he Jewish? No.
No. No, he's just a schmuck.
Oh, that's fair.
PUD? Just one?
PUD origin.
PUD.
Mike, no, this is not working at all.
Oh yeah,
I think we're just on your Facebook profile. So.
we might need to get off that for this.
This desktop Google.
Yeah, you need to be able to scroll.
PUD definition meaning the meaning of PUD is putting. How you use a PUD in a sentence? Come on, tell me the fucking definition, dude.
Maybe there's two D's.
PUD. Type in like PUD person.
Like
origin unknown.
Maybe just, like Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Okay, just a second here. Noun.
You're on Merriam-Webster right now.
Yeah. Does this not look like there's... Am I not seeing a definition? You know how to read, right?
It's not going to be in like the actual...
It's not going to be... Yeah, look up Urban Dictionary.
To be called a putt is to be called a lazy and or weak person.
Okay.
That's yeah. the... I mean that you, a very prissy, weak man of no masculine character at all.
See?
Totally void of toughness.
There you go. See?
Z-Von.
See? Yeah, why are your eyes darting around so much, dude? What's going on, Z?
Hides behind intelligence. No.
All right.
Okay. Oh, we've just bullied Z-Von.
Yeah, baby.
Very cool.
Uses big words for no reason.
Sorry,
Pug.
I'm not one of you mountain men, you fucking Sasquatch Neanderthals.
Yeah. Lord.
We use our impotence against you.
That's right. We weaponized our flaccity.
That's great. Dude, war on PUD.
War on PUD.
What were you doing up at Steel City AF, yo?
I was hanging out.
Just hanging?
Right.
For free?
Correct.
Wow, dude. You're really rubbing elbows. Good for you. I'm not against Steel City at all. I don't know if they like me, but they don't dislike me. You know what I mean?
That's good. No, I mean, honestly, I was just there to get some work done.
What do you mean to get some work done?
What?
I was just doing resume shit and sending applications.
You don't have internet at your house?
I do, but it's...
What?
I don't want to be at home all day. It's boring.
Okay.
Are you a member? How does that work? Do you have to be... Are you guys members?
No.
No.
How do you be a member?
You're called upon.
That's right. Yeah. An angel visits you in the night.
Well, there was an...
A PUD visits you.
Yeah. A PUD visits you
I visit
in the
you
night.
In the night.
I had a vision of a PUD and I woke up. Steel City is fine.
Be not afraid, saith the PUD. No, you just ask. That's it. You just say, can I do this?
Yeah, it was. I believe it was open enrollment during COVID, but every single event required vaccination cards and I'm not, so I couldn't go.
I think they probably have rolled that back. You're probably good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time I went there, they like checked... my vax card, which I was like, Mom, do you have it? Do you have a picture? I was like standing outside for 15
minutes. Yeah, I remember
minutes.
That, yeah.
Like, I did get vaxxed.
No, it's, I don't know.
I had the app at one point to get into places and never used it.
Yeah, that app died suddenly, card, man. Yeah. No one fucking gives a shit about that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now they just hear me masturbate, so that's cool.
They keep your camera on. Can this device? Can this app use your microphone? Sure.
If you got,
give
yeah,
us
something
to work with.
Yeah, for your vaccination status, it's like, can we track your location at all times?
And you're
like, I guess. Why the fuck not? Yeah. You know?
Someone needs to keep tabs on
social
me.
Currency.
Keeps
you know,
going to that Brownsville right. McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where
they turned off location services.
It's on. It's kind of by Southside.
I was supposed to get fries for my girl on the way back, and I did not.
You
feeling a little guilty.
Idiot.
I told her I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do it because, you know, rush, because on account of me being, what do you want to call it, irresponsible. That's
word.
It.
Oh.
That's it.
A question, Aaron. I would like to know how you fell deeply in love with your Asian wife.
It's important.
You just answered your own question.
It's important that she's Asian, I guess.
It is. It's important to me.
Crucial.
It's crucial.
I like it. I support it.
Yeah, I guess so. She lived in the same house as I did, and... We just, I mean, not the same house, but like a house that was made into apartments. You know,
she's
what I mean?
A different level.
She was the I was the upstairs, I'm sorry. And she was the downstairs.
That's what
was it
God
in
intended.
What's that?
Was it in Pittsburgh?
No, it was in Nebraska.
Oh, cool.
It was in Nebraska.
Oh, did you used to live there?
No.
No.
Of course I did. Of course I did.
That was pretty dope. That was a pod.
Oh, what were you doing there?
That was a pod question, all right? That was a pod question.
It's really turning into a podcast.
There they are, nice. Dude. That's very good. Wow. Very good.
We won. I won.
Why did you live in Nebraska?
I moved to Nebraska actually following another girl, and also just because I wanted to get out of Iowa, which is where I'd always lived in basically like the same 26-mile radius. You know what I mean?
You want to go to the big city?
I don't know what I want. I just wanted to not be there for a while and see if there's other shit going on. You know what I mean? And Lincoln, which is where we met, was pretty cool. I mean, it's the Cornhuskers. It's, you know, big-time football for college anyway.
Right.
And, like, in the Midwest, a lot of states don't have any pro teams at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So college shit is huge. I mean, there's like, I think it's 80,000 people will fit inside of the... Jesus. The Huskers, Mabob, you know what I mean?
That's probably exactly what it's fucking called, too.
The Husk Bowl?
Yeah, that's what's carved in Latin on
this Saturday at the Huskers, Mabob.
Yeah, exactly, dude. But it was fun, man. We lived near there, and I was in my 20s, you know, early 20s, fucking getting drinking and tailgating. And
nice.
playing lawn golf and blaring music while people walked by to go to the... Because we were really close. We were so close that before every game, the flyover would like rattle the windows in our house because they'd have like the Air Force go uh-huh. over for every yeah. single football game. It's pretty crazy. And the town itself, I think, grew by like 60% or more.
Wow.
On just a football day. You know what I mean? Oh. There's like 60.
People are coming in from everywhere.
Yeah, exactly, like dude. People. I mean, my uncle lives in fucking Texas, and he's a Huskers fan. Yeah. Trevor's a Huskers fan. You know yeah. what I mean? It's just fucking.
I mean, they were like dominant back probably yeah. like 20, 30 years ago whenever. Yep. I don't know. They like won a bunch of championships. Oh,
they had the Latino Heisman guy.
Latino
who died. Woke.
I think that's the plaque. They wrote that on the plaque.
Latino Heisman.
Latino Heisman.
Yeah.
He was actually, oddly enough, next to a fruit cart, which we thought was pretty racist. And they did it anyway. You know, that's the Midwest for you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hear your mic in the tins now.
I could have fucked it up. Is that me?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. That's it. Yeah. That's it. I fucked it up. Hopefully, nice. Levelator will clean that up. I bumped it while I was bumping other stuff.
Sorry, it was only like 10 seconds. We're good.
No.
But the Latino, didn't he die for some reason?
And then most people do.
He yeah. was reincarnated in Taylor Martinez in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah. This is my understanding.
I love that when you reincarnate, you can't switch race.
No,
hey. I guess not get fucking
sorry,
weird.
Z-Lon, you can only come back as a black cockroach.
That's why they have black sheep. Dude.
That's why they have black sheep. Those are just black people that got demoted.
Trip Aaron and I will come back as beautiful snow leopards.
Bold of you to assume.
We bullied you and been racist. Yeah. This is good.
Come back as lice.
Start.
Yeah. Top notch shit. Yeah. The Huskers went out of style. Well, they didn't go out of style. They started losing in like 97 was the last time they were really, really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. One thing that was nuts is their women's volleyball, everyone loved.
They're really good. Yeah.
They were like, it was like, you know, the second biggest thing in town was women's volleyball.
Really?
Yeah. Like interesting enough.
Yeah. But regular volleyball, not like beach volleyball.
There's no beaches in Nebraska, dude. Sense.
Did you guys hear about the Wisconsin team that like they like had news leaked of their entire the whole yes. women's volleyball team?
Oh my
and
god!
Then,
did you not know this?
What's the news?
I did not know this.
And please. No, the funny thing was they just started selling out every fucking game.
Yep.
Yeah. So the whole team took like naked selfies. Somehow it got leaked, and now they're selling out the arena. They set like records for attendance.
Yeah. That's like some Kardashian level mastermind.
Oh yeah,
shit.
They knew that. They knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Leaked the news.
Now all of a sudden they've got a fucking new facility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They get those like NIL deals or whatever.
No broken
ankles.
I mean,
those uniforms are already scandalous enough, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny because sometimes people will be like, "Do you think that you really need to wear those short shorts? I mean, isn't that kind of objectifying women?" And they're like, "Actually, you know, it's way better for performance and stuff." And then they always just cut right over to a picture of the men's volleyball team in the Olympics. And they're like,
"And they're wearing like overalls."
Yeah. They seem to be fine.
Yeah, that's what's really holding back men's volleyball.
If they could just get some cock huggers. Or
yeah,
some
honestly, they should get cock. That would sell out more volleyball. That would. Everybody
I think it would
wins.
Sell less volleyball.
You think
to be
so?
Honest with you,
you think people are in volleyball for the sport? That's they're like
maybe
know.
The men's one.
Yeah,
the men's
exactly, like, really?
Exactly. Yeah, like,
maybe they're locked in.
Women just aren't. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are definitely women sports fans, but not. Not the majority of sports fans are women, I don't think.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good
They're
point.
Not like, God, I gotta get on and see that.
But then I think about like what people wear in football. That shit's already very pretty revealing.
Football players? They're like just, the most covered up people.
Well, yeah, no, but it's all like
it's like tight.
Yeah, it's super tight. Like it's very
on the lower extreme.
On their ass, maybe. That's about
There's
it.
There's a lot of bulge.
There's a
Can
lot
you
of
see
bulge.
Some bulge.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
all nut cup, though, isn't it?
They don't wear nut cups.
They don't wear nuts.
Yeah.
They can take them off. That's where you reach a certain level. You
got to castrate if you're really committed.
Yeah, these pro athletes, they know how to win because they take their nuts off.
I played football probably up till my freshman year of high school.
I did not do that.
And I could never understand my assignments. You know what I mean? Like they were like, you're supposed to do this.
Because you got CTE or?
Probably. I don't know. I just never fucking figured it out. Like, and I honestly think if they would just put me on defense and say, look, your goal is to either cover this guy or get your hand on the ball, one or the other.
Yeah.
I could have done that.
Yeah.
But instead, they always had me on offense and they were like, okay, so when he says blue 42, that means it's the fourth hole, the second man. And you're like,
Jesus
I don't
fucking
care,
Christ.
Dude. Like,
I just want to hit someone.
Exactly. Exactly, dude. Trip, you played up until?
I played until I got hurt in college.
All right. So you actually played college?
Yeah, D3, but yeah.
Still, I mean, it's football, right?
Yeah, it was fun. I don't know. It was cool. I got.
What was your offense or defense?
I was D tackle, so I was like the big boy in the middle.
Yeah, that could look over the top and like figure shit out, and then.
Kinda. I don't know.
I don't know if about.
I was just like taking
figuring anything out.
I was just taking on blockers, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was fun. I was like a beefy dude. I was like 260.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And not fat, I would hope.
I was like puffy, but I, right, I wasn't right, like right. fat. You know?
You had that creatine glow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the Charmin look or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
My sixth grade football coach was a non-vet, and he would tell us stories.
That rips, dude.
That is awesome. Yeah.
We had a Oh, you can tell.
I was just going to say, he pulled a knife out of himself one time and then killed somebody. And then we were like...
On the practice field?
Man. He's just looking at fucking eighth
grade. That was last season.
This is in junior high, you said?
Sixth grade. So yeah, we were like 12, and he's like, I killed the enemy.
We had a guy who's...
Charlie.
Preparing you for war.
Our O-line coach in like middle school and high school, he would go, when you think Al-Qaeda wins.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He said, because he didn't want you like overthinking. He just wanted you to like... Make the play.
If you think Al Qaeda wins.
He goes, when you think Al Qaeda wins, dude. Yeah. We had this other coach who was kind of like, I don't even know. He was like, he would say racist shit sometimes, dude.
What is this here in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a coffee mug that said, I like my wide receivers like I like my coffee.
Black. And what's that mean? Black?
I think when he turned the mug, it was something like he wants it like tall and fast or whatever. It was like a little like, yeah. Play on whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
A little turn.
Strong with a little cream on top.
Yeah.
White mom.
What else would he say? Oh, he would say whenever we'd like pitch it to the running back, he'd be like, hey, get it to the Ferraris or whatever.
Oh my God.
Then we had a white running back. He goes like, get it to the fucking Porsche.
Yeah, the Porsche. That makes sense. Those Germans. Turns out there's not a lot of races left up there. Can you believe it? Oh, the purge. Whatever they call it, that because every country has their own history, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, like Vietnam, we call it the Vietnam. We don't even call it a war because it wasn't a war technically. I don't think. Yeah. Anyway, but like the Vietnamese, they just call it like the American invasion.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, in the South, they call the Civil War the War of Northern Aggression.
Checks out.
Really?
Yeah. There are some people who will unironically, during the War of Northern Aggression, like, oh,
dude.
Well, okay. There's, you know, two sides.
I heard
it's about state rights, dude.
States' rights to do what? Cletus. Dude, what could they possibly be fighting about?
I still don't know to this day. Every once in a while, you meet a guy who's like, it wasn't about slavery at all.
Yeah. No,
okay. I've heard that, but I've never heard anybody make
about,
that argument.
It was about the tax code.
People did not want to do... They didn't have TurboTax back then.
What,
you have to find an old dude. If
what
you
is
hear
the argument for that?
I don't know.
They say it was wrong. About state rights. So it was like... it's kind of like a circular argument. Yeah, because it's like... They say it wasn't about slavery, it was about states' rights to have slaves. Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like,
it's a little circular.
It's kind of a little bit circular. Yeah,
it doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah, that's those Northerners, they are pretty aggressive, you know what I mean?
I mean, I agree. But...
like in Boston or New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aggressive
God,
people,
assholes.
Dude. Yeah.
I heard somebody say today that, it was like on a podcast or something, that Antifa is saying that there will be another civil war. Not Antifa, I'm sorry. The Proud Boys, opposite of Antifa.
Oh, yeah.
That there's going to be another civil war in the next like 4 or 5 years or something like that. And I was like,
I don't think it's possible.
No, I've been hearing that from that side for a while, and it gets me fired up.
Here's some cards.
How fired up they are.
Write anything down that you're thinking of but want to bring up again.
I watched a documentary on the KKK. Sick.
You mean home videos?
Just wanted to get a lot of
grainy footage.
The family videos. Yeah.
I was doing some genealogy earlier.
Peter riding his bike.
Yeah, like, ah! What's that in the back? No, but look, he's walking. No, there's something happening in the background of these videos.
Pete's first cross burning. Oh, it's so cute.
But he had asthma, so he had to,
right,
had to go inside.
I don't like keeping the hood on.
This is with my hair.
But Pete, they'll see your face. Come on, put it on.
You just called me Pete. The gig is up. You just called me Pete.
There's
Morris.
Like 40 people in this town.
Yeah. I'm never going to be Grand Wizard.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so you're watching this doc on the Klan?
Yeah, and it's pretty sick. And it's on, I think it's on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called. But it was, it's like 7 or 8 years old.
I think you're fine,
Did
Trip.
I fuck it up? No.
And those guys.
I'm sorry. They're watching the thing on the Klan.
Their favorite thing to say in the doc was like, a war's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And they kept saying that over and over again. Yep. I'm like,
right.
Who's going to do this? Like, come on.
I don't know if you have enough people.
Right. It's just, it's absolutely silly. I mean, don't get me wrong. There could be a civil war in the United States someday again. I mean, we've only lived, like, how old is our country? I used to say, and I'm probably wrong now because I'm getting older, that our country is three people old.
Right? Oh, you mean, oh, like generations. People.
Yeah, like if somebody was born on 1776, the day they died, another person was born.
Yeah. So each person lives like 90, 80 years.
So. Yeah, 247.
247. Yeah, that is kind of...
Checks out. Yeah.
So we're like three people old, and we've already had one civil war.
That's
so it is possible.
Crazy.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's pretty insane.
Yeah, I think we're due. I think they were right. I take it back.
The way that would happen, it would have to be like local sheriff decides his town ain't going to take it no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
Rambo was a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. Because like otherwise, anybody who goes out and starts a riot or whatever just gets squashed by the police. You know what I mean? But the sheriff's department, and I don't know if this is true, but they used to say the sheriff is the king of his county. Because like he is the end all be all of law enforcement. Granted, he's supposed
to grow up in the wild
until they send in the National Guard. Dude,
I think that's the truth, man. I think that the sheriff is the highest ranking police officer, if you want to call it that.
Enforcement officer. Yeah.
Enforcement officer.
The guy
in the county.
Tan Crown Vic.
Yeah,
that guy. I mean, I think he has more. I think he has, because he has authority in the city. He has authority on the highway. He has authority anywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they definitely have a lot of power, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't. I always figured if it ever happened, it'd be like different branches of the government. You know what I mean? Like if like the army was backing this guy and the navy was backing this dude, because they would have those are the only people that like have similar like military strength.
That'd be the only way.
You know what I mean?
If like a candidate lost but had the army behind him,
and another
that would
candidate,
be the only way, I guess,
that'd be a coup, not a civil war. A civil war, you have to activate the people at the fucking grassroots level.
Get the patriots going.
Yeah. And let's not forget
the Minutemen.
Those people who are in the military are just people who live in houses.
No, exactly.
The
they would be citizens.
Yeah.
I guess, they don't really, they don't call them citizens. Because they call us citizens. They call us civilians.
They're enlisted.
You think there's undocumented soldiers? Yeah, actually, there definitely are.
Don't shoot until you see the whites of their Vax cards. Yeah. I was holding on to that. I was waiting.
Very nice. Right. So you wrote that
That's
down like 12 times.
Don't forget.
Vax card, cool. Revolutionary.
I don't
line.
Know, man. It, honestly, though, I'm going to sound crazy. I'm not advocating for civil war or violence here.
Disclaimer.
But that is how our country was designed, that violence was the thing that will keep the ultra-powerful in check.
Yeah.
That is the way our country was designed. And, I mean, that's the way it was founded also.
Soros, bro?
They could. That's what I'm saying. Like if, and this is obviously not, this is just fiction here. Fan fiction.
Podcast fan fiction.
But if you were to like say all the homeless people had guns and you were just to say, hey, here's the richest guys in towns.
Have fun.
This is his address. So, you know, if you've got any issues with your living situation, talk to him about it. You know what I mean? Like that would keep a lot of people in check. You know, they wouldn't be like Soros's and fucking Amazon dude or Bezos's or whatever, you know what I mean? They'd be like,
That's what they did in China when they fucking killed off all like the czars or whatever.
Yeah.
They just killed every rich person in the country.
That's what they do in every country.
Yeah.
Every country, if it lasts long enough, people who are in charge get drug into the streets. You know what I mean? And that's, I mean, granted, as the United States, we often facilitate that from inside those countries.
But we give them grease the road. We're hey, it's a slip and slide in the guillotine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Our boy Gaddafi, he got whacked in the streets.
Yeah.
Our boy.
Our boy.
Didn't
fuck!
Didn't he get, like, he got... Dahmer'd in the streets. You
yeah,
know?
It was oh bad. Yeah,
Dahmer'd.
Yeah, Dahmer got a broomstick shoved up his ass to kill him in prison, and I think they did a similar thing, but with a knife to kill
That'll
Gaddafi.
Do
it.
What was all? Start listing the bad stuff Gaddafi did. Remind me. I just want.
I honestly don't know. I can't name one bad thing.
I can't even remember what fucking countries.
I don't know what country.
It was Syria,
Qatar, Syria,
Somalia.
Somalia?
No, it had
Sudan.
To be Syria.
Sudan. I'm pretty sure it was Sudan.
Syria.
Yemen?
Dude.
Muammar Syria. Gaddafi.
I'm final answer
Egypt.
Syria.
Egypt.
It's not Muammar Egypt, bro.
Muammar Mohammed Abu Minyar al Gaddafi, also known as Colonel Gaddafi, was a Libyan politician.
Libya.
Damn.
Libya.
That's close to
Libya. People forget about Libya.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He tortured the Libya.
Yeah. His asshole.
The Libyans.
His asshole looked like a
Libya by the end.
Yeah. After he got the knife in there, you know?
Christ.
Oh, man. Did you guys ever see the footage of Saddam Hussein getting hung?
No.
I missed it.
Hold on. Sorry.
Go ahead.
When we were in grade school and that happened, people would stick their hand up your ass and say, Gaddafi.
What? Oh,
we were not in grade school. That happened when we were in like high school, bro. I don't know what year.
Was it like 2011, 12?
People would, wait, can you just explain? People would actually stick their hand.
No, like, you know, you get credit carded or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And I just realized that's why.
That must be why. That had to be why. We never had that. Man, we
missed
out.
Yeah, my friends never, I guess I wasn't friends with the cool kids.
We were, we read the news, guys.
Yeah. All right, yeah. You guys were pretty sophisticated. Yeah, that makes sense. In grade school.
Hey, Chaz, you watch C-SPAN? Gaddafi! Gaddafi!
We got him, guys. That's awesome.
Oh, what did Hillary say? She said something. He died. I don't remember what it was. She was really stoked when they killed him. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get a performance bonus for that? Like, what?
Yeah. I don't know. But it's like there's an iconic laugh of hers going. Like a witch.
Oh my god.
And people use it as like a clip, like a fucking
sound bite.
Yeah, a sound bite. And it's her after saying something like
about Gaddafi.
Yeah, about how Gaddafi caught a knife up the butt. She was so stoked.
She was like, we used to do that to children. Yeah.
No. She's like, the children will do this in their schools.
Yeah. It'd be crazy if the Gaddafi thing existed before he died. Like
that
people were just
good.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like,
we're gonna Gaddafi you, Gaddafi.
What year did they kill? Oh, keep talking while I find out when
my money is
on this 2007? Open page right here. No. He was born in 1942 and died in 2011.
He lived a good life.
Seventh grade.
Okay.
They call it assassinated. Okay. When you're drugged by your own people into the street in a mob, they beat the shit out of you and shove a knife up your ass. It's not really an
There's not like a dude in a cloak with like a poisoned
It was one shooter.
Ah,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In the quiet of the night. Falls victim of manslaughter.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Public execution.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
executed
Publicly
your
executed is definitely the way to say it.
There was an accident in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a rough way to like lose your
my
anal
God.
Virginity. You know?
Nah. Dude.
It happens to us all.
No lube.
Dude, you imagine how terrifying it is being drugged by a mob into the street. You know that
what's going
to
happen.
Like all the shit you've been doing to people for the last 20 years. You know, you're like, oh, God.
No one's coming to save your ass.
Yeah, you're hoping for a quick death. You know what I mean?
You need sign.
You got to kill yourself. You got to kill yourself before it gets to that point.
Oh, yeah. If I saw people walking to my house... With like pitchforks,
you're not
and
gonna
shit.
Like
nope.
talk to him. You're not gonna be like, "Hey,
hey."
Yeah. That's true. You'd want a cyanide pill you could put in your cheek or something.
I've got a PS3 over here. I've got some Cheetos. If you guys come in one at a time, we can.
What
play
a
Madden.
Momo!
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if I change? What if I change?
Hey,
everything
whoa!
Right now?
Yeah.
We're all people.
Hey.
We make mistakes.
What? You've never committed war crimes? What? You're fucking perfect. All right.
There was. I think it was an African warlord. I've heard about
it. Usually is
that that just murdered all kinds of people. Used to eat babies on the battlefield.
Ooh.
I think I heard him on, I believe on
that
Rogan. It's called General Butt Naked or whatever. This is what he called.
That's a good move.
He was on Rogan.
He would run into. But he would bathe in blood and eat children's hearts before he went into battle, and then he'd run into battle naked, right?
Yeah.
And then one day, as he was still in power, he turned his life to God. And to this day, he still lives as a free man in that nation, just as a regular old civilian. Can you
believe
that?
He's going to eat the baby, and he's like, what am I doing?
Bonehead.
I think I'm making
Thank God these Christians showed up with this book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's awesome that they just let him go. They're like, hey, you know what? You owned up to your mistakes.
Like, the Bible does say forgive.
Yeah.
You ate my kid, sure, but, you know, he probably would have died of malaria. So,
Oh, that's actually a good point. They probably, like...
Yeah. It's like, that's a good point.
It's like killing, like, a third of a kid here.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
Three-fifths of... Whoa, whoa. Okay.
Very nice.
Very nice, he says. No, but I watched Saddam's hanging, and he went out like a gangster. Like, somebody else, like, was talking shit on him, and I don't know what he said exactly, but he was like, shut the fuck up, essentially. You know what I mean?
I mean, when you're at that point.
Yeah. they were, like, asking him if he could fucking beg for his life or whatever. And it's very shitty footage. Like, it's, like, cell phone, you know, whatever year that was, graininess, you know, like, over a guy's shoulder in a dark room with, like, one light bulb shining on
like a Styx
Saddam
concert.
Hussein. And then, like, they just drop the floor out from him, and he kind of drops below the guy's shoulder, and the rope goes tight, and you're like, he's probably dead for sure. You know what I mean?
Damn.
But I don't mind seeing that stuff. It's like when people get, like, their heads sawed off by the Taliban.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that ever.
No.
I never want
to
see that.
A lot of dudes
shit.
Like to watch that shit, and it's like, I don't want to fucking see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
If somebody's been raping and torturing for 30 years... Great, you know what I mean? I'll watch him hang, but I don't need to see some guy who's just trying
like
write
a journalist.
An article.
Yeah, like a fucking.
He's like,
what? It's just BuzzFeed, man.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
You didn't link us.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
The enemy of the people, dude.
Yeah,
BuzzFeed.
I should have wrote the Black Panther article.
The weather's not so disinteresting now, is
it?
Yeah,
exactly, dude.
I'm covering tornadoes.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'd love to be a weatherman. That's a good job.
Yeah, it's a good
job. They don't even have to learn. Like, they go to school for meteorology, but they just look up what the weather is going to be on the internet.
Yeah.
And then they
just
tell
like
you.
The rest of us.
It's exactly what they do. And then they just tell you about it.
It's a big racket.
Well, it's really just for, like, old people now. You know, I don't think there's anyone who's like, I'm going to turn on the TV to check the weather.
In other countries, the weather, it's usually a weather woman, and she's usually very hot.
Yes.
It's only in America where we still have, like, a dude
and they dress him in
a slutty suit.
Shit.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, they'll give him, like, the tightest dress and,
dude.
Like, a $3 million boob job. They're like, tell him.
They're investing in their employees.
Tell him about that drought. Slow down on that drought. Can you...
The Latinx do it the best, I think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Latinx, that word rips, dude.
It's so fun.
Sounds worse.
It's so fun.
What does it even mean? What's the
Latinx? It's Latinx or whatever.
Latinx. Latinx is funny.
People say Latinx. They do.
No, they do not.
They do say
Latinx. They do not.
They
no
do.
One calls them that.
They do, dude.
I saw a video of someone.
No one calls them Latinx, even. But the people who say Latinx all say Latinx.
Oh, my God. I saw this video of this dude going up to a Latino.
More like
dude.
Latwinx, you know what I mean?
And he goes, are you Latinx? And the dude's like, what the fuck are you calling me, bro?
No, seriously. Actual, most Hispanic people who are not in college and are bisexual do not give a shit. Like, literally, no one in my family is like, no, please,
stopped giving a shit, like, a few months
There's
back.
There's almost no race that gives a shit except for straight white people.
No, straight white women.
Women.
We're all hearing this from Zivon, who is
a straight and white woman.
He's a BIPOC. He's a BIPOC.
No.
BIPOC.
I've never heard BIPOC.
BIPOC. BIPOC Chopra.
But when he said that, all of us on the inside went, yes, finally, yes.
Can we say it? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The worst. The best.
They are the quickest group of people to tell you can't do something. It's straight or bisexual white women.
You were at the mic last night. Were you there last night?
No.
There was this white girl who was ripped, dude.
Oh, yeah,
it was fun though, because everybody was in on the joke and she was like, she was going along with it. She wasn't like angry. You know what I mean? She just kept being like, you know, hold the finger up and like sway a little bit while saying stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, but
I
she
can't
wasn't.
Believe it.
She was not angry, and she's like, "No, you don't understand. I work with autistics and stuff like that." God. As if she's like, "They are the best."
Well, don't lie. They're not the best. Yeah. But you have to say the best at. You know, say what are these autists best at? Chess.
How long before we elect like a severely autistic person? You know what I mean?
Forever. Next question.
I don't think so, dude.
I think we
got Fetterman in office right now, dude. People have to type for him. You know what I mean?
Because his hands are so big.
Yeah, right. That's what it is.
Big meaty mitts.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I feel like we're on our way for sure. You know what I mean?
If you elect an autist, I think you get a lot more executive orders. I think there's
That's true.
Organize your room. Yeah.
State enforced stacking. Everyone has to stack their clothes.
The budget would be fucking down to
$1. Oh, yeah.
He leaves a press conference and switches the lights like 8 times.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
For the questions. Basically, if Zuckerberg gets elected,
yes.
that's possible.
After nuking China.
That's not possible, dude. Zuckerberg? Everyone hates Zuckerberg.
No, dude. That's not true. I don't think everyone hates him. He's a Dem, right?
But I think the Dems hate him because he's like big tech.
Yeah, he's
really
like a big, yeah.
When did the Dems become anti big tech? Isn't that like their bread and butter? Wasn't Facebook and
I don't think they like Zuckerberg.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't like big billionaires. They still like science and shit, but they don't
people.
That's true. They don't like people with a ton of money.
Correct.
Even though Soros is like their dude.
Yeah.
Hey.
We
can't talk about him.
You're breaking up.
It is kind of crazy. I don't think if I was Soros that I would be as... I mean, maybe he's not as public and it just people find out, you know? Like, how do people know?
He's not like doing interviews.
I don't know anything about him.
Think he's like...
I have no idea.
But people know that he's the number one donor. And I think that's probably because they have to...
You have to release that.
Disclose it. And then they source out what's this company, this shell company, and they figure it out eventually, you know?
Right.
I mean? Yeah. You know what I was wondering? Pelosi just, it's not on the news, but it happened, sold millions of dollars worth of Google stock.
I saw that.
Right before the Department of Justice decided to break up Google.
Interesting.
How do we know that?
It happens like every
because they
three
have
weeks.
To release their stock trades because they're public officers.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's people
on TikTok
who follow her traits.
Can I just follow her?
Oh, yeah. That's a
Can I just follow her there's and like do a, everything she does?
Yep. There's an account dedicated to it. He's like, I'm up 30% on the year.
Why have I not thought of that?
Why
before?
Is not everyone
That's
doing
so
this?
It's hard. It's hard to do.
How's it hard to do?
You have to like pay attention and like do everything as soon
as
she does
it. And it happens so fast, yeah.
But all you need is an alert
on your phone, dude.
You could set up an alert.
Yeah, and just be like Nancy trade alert.
Yeah, Nancy, comma, trade, comma, big sell, comma, Google. Yeah, just. Oh, yeah.
Like I haven't done laundry in 2 weeks. I'm not gonna fucking follow in the
That's true. And another thing is you have to have money.
We
to
don't.
Invest.
Yeah, we probably don't have any money.
I don't have any money.
Oh wow, you made $300. Awesome.
Yeah.
I have $900 in a 401k that I'm probably never gonna get back after I quit this job.
Word.
Right. And you don't even have control over that stuff because like when you're in a 401k and stuff like that, like the company that you work for decides to put your money in a mutual fund, and like you can't call up that mutual fund and be like, hey. Just wanted you to know I got that $3,000 with the, Sears, and let's move that. You know what I mean?
Take it out of Sears. If anybody listening has money in Sears,
you've been duped.
You fucking idiots don't know.
Dude, I went into Sears the other day. It's still a store.
There's a Sears?
Yeah.
Where?
In Monroeville, the mall.
Oh, well, Monroeville.
Yeah.
I was looking for an appliance that I did not find, but it sounded like a thriving company. I was really surprised because I've been
it's the only Sears.
It's probably
the
it.
Last one. It's like the GameStop in Alaska or something.
It's the last one in Allegheny County. I can tell you that right now.
Oh God,
it's funny. Yeah, so that whole Gaddafi thing, I'm still pretty.
I'm still reeling.
Yeah, that blew your mind. Yeah, the old knife in the butt was the hand swipe that you and your boys were running.
Yep, Gaddafi. I was like,
we used to have a. Rock, paper, scissors, like WWF belt in our school.
That's pretty cool.
And at any given time, the champ had to carry the belt with him.
Nice.
Yep.
And anyone could walk up to him and say joust, which was the word that we used for rock, paper, scissors.
Obviously.
And then we were like, joust. And then it was high speed. It was shoot.
Two out of three.
Two out of three.
Nice.
Yeah.
You could lose the belt
in the
middle of the hallway.
And you could lose the belt in the hallway between classes.
Dude.
That's got to be tough.
It was tough. A lot of guys, they got that belt. It was before you could take cell phone pictures, you know what I mean? Yeah. They have no proof that they were the champ.
Oh, and it
There's
got
guys drinking in their basements tonight.
Yeah. Fuck. He's one of them.
I was the best in high school.
What, were you play like football? No.
Nah, dude.
No, not that.
Rock was my move.
Oh, is that like a wrestling thing? Is that a...
No.
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 Scissors, paper.
Did you guys have creepy teachers?
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone does, right? Yeah. Like 1/100th of the creepy teachers get caught, right?
Yep.
Well, I had one get caught. We had two. We had two.
We had two get caught.
Sexual predators, as I call them, heroes.
As I call them, based as hell.
One was a guy who would, like, sub a bunch at our grade school, and then like
subbed.
And then like 3 years later, we saw an article about him. And the other coached me in like grade school basketball.
Okay, and
we were like, why does he always want to play Xbox with us? Like, that's weird. Mm. And then we got the college, and there was an article written about him where he drove down to Georgia to meet a young boy who was an undercover police officer woman.
Wow. That's
police officer, the same gender. Woman.
That's child prodigy.
Yeah, he got catfished and caught. That's
imagine
tough.
Driving
that's tough.
10 hours to knock on the door, and boom, lady cop.
Yeah. Can you... Because that was the whole thing with To Catch a Predator, right? Like, they were like, actually, we can't actually charge this guy with anything. Because they bring him into the house, and then they're like, you were going to fuck a kid. And he's like, but I didn't. And then they're like, oh!
Well, isn't there the charge, like, corruption of a minor?
I don't know.
But it's not a minor. They're talking to some dude.
Yeah, they're talking to an adult.
See, no, I think you could still get charged with something.
Intent to corrupt?
Intent to pedophile? I mean,
we're making up words.
Possession of dick with intent to distribute to children?
Yes, yes.
But he did get tackled by cops every episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it was more for the cops, you know.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah.
Let's get a few licks in before he let it go.
It's either this or a black teen.
So it was actually kind of helping the police violence because they got it out on the pedophiles.
If we still had to catch a predator.
None of this would have happened.
Yeah.
Could have saved a lot of people.
Baltimore would still be...
Pedophiles are way worse than black people.
Yeah, no, exactly. And they are.
It's true. It's true.
That's really funny.
Goddamn. If we had to catch
it. Write it down, baby. Write it down.
God, if we had more predators, there'd be less police brutality.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
We need more pedophiles.
NAMBLA needs to step up.
Yeah. NAMBLA. What we need to do is...
What's NAMBLA?
North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it only from South Park, or is that a real thing?
No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I did learn about it.
Yeah.
They're advocates for the Man-Boy Love situation. Yep. I don't know what their lobby is, but I'm sure they were big with some of the people who flew with Epstein. You know what I mean?
Minor attractive persons.
Yes, maps,
dude. Huge fan of maps.
I'm the map.
Well, like Dora the Explorer.
What do you think about? It's got to be tough for the people that are pedophiles, but they're like, I'm not gonna do it. You know, like,
it's the hardest.
Still
life.
Hates them. Yeah,
it's the hardest life.
That is the hardest life.
There's a doc about I love docs about a trailer park where they all live. And they just agree to live there together.
Because it's not within a school district or something.
Just far away from society, and they're never allowed to leave, basically, except to...
Like a compound?
Yeah, pretty much a compound, but trailer park.
And real estate's really cheap.
And they're talking to this guy, and he's like, I just got my pictures here. And it's just kiddie porn.
Nice. No way.
In his trailer. And
you can be arrested for that. Why would he show that?
But he's in the compound.
He's in the compound already.
He's just trying to find someone to, you know, be a pedophile.
I wonder if they got the subway guy there.
I don't know what the details were. He was CP as well, right?
He opens up
slinging hoagies.
We have a thriving community at the compound. You will know this, but pedophiles have all sorts of jobs.
Yes, sir.
That'd be a great PR though for that town or that settlement. Be like, yo, we just got Jared from Subway.
Yeah, dude.
It's a pretty good neighborhood.
Yeah, there are probably a lot of screenwriters and actors.
Price values on the house are actually going up in these trailers. We've got Jared now.
They got that Kevin Spacey's coming through every now and then.
Was Spacey a Pete?
Local feet, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he just liked fucking like hot teen boys.
Not well, he was like, he wasn't like the 4 year old or whatever. But he was like into like probably like 12, 13-year-old. So I still count that as pedophile.
Word.
But
somebody elaborate on this, because the only thing, because I intentionally avoid the news, was I heard that he like took like a 17 or 18-year-old guy and threw him on a bed and jumped on him like they were going to make out. And the guy was like, no. And he was like, come on. And he was like, no. And then they stopped.
Oh.
But that's the only thing I ever heard. And that, so is there more?
I think it was someone
younger than...
He had a relationship with somebody who was underage.
Yeah. Oh.
And then there was just, like, you know, the gays, they're always mad at each other. And
for pedophilia, they probably should be.
Knock that off, Kevin.
They've always got an angry gaze.
He had a 17-year-old boy. Awesome, you know what you're doing with Kevin Spacey.
He had an awesome defense,
That's
though.
The thing, though. People do not... Change the law. You know what I mean? 17 is not against the law. You can be 85 years old and have sex with a 16-year-old in like half of the states in America. Probably more.
Really?
Yeah, because 16 is the age of consent for the it's the age of consent in this state. Like, because I've Googled it for the podcast before. I know
for the podcast. Yeah. For the podcast, bro. Yeah.
I remember. Which guest did you need to look that up for?
Trevor?
Right, yeah, right.
I don't remember what it was, but in Iowa when I was in high school, I think they changed it and it might have gone up to 16. Like, it might have even been less than that.
Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Gross.
Yeah.
It's still one of the funniest.
I'm just saying, change the law. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't fucking sit here and condemn people for things that you're not willing to change.
Well, it should be uniform throughout the states. Like, why is it in one state?
I don't know. Yeah. States' rights, dude.
Hell
all right,
yeah, dude.
The aggression of the North trying to get these
Northern
kids.
Aggression.
That's what the Civil War was about.
Banging the kids.
That's what the Civil War
right,
was
child
about.
Child sex slavery, dude.
Well, there is something about, like, if, like, an 18-year-old has sex with a 17-year-old, that's cool.
There's the Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, like, yeah.
Age of consent.
That's what they're called?
Is age of consent.
Yeah, dude. Nice.
Well, I think that...
All right, I'm going to Google it right here.
In PA, an 85-year-old can't bang a 16-year-old.
No, age of consent.
But maybe like a 19-year-old could bang a 16.
Yeah.
I don't know.
16
years and older. It's according to Pitt School of Social
okay.
Work,
fuck
people
it.
Ages 16 years and older can legally consent to sexual activity.
Oh, that's
it
tough.
It is considered felony statutory.
Trevor is celebrating.
Is your fireworks?
We
what
won the
that?
Vote.
Oh, I'm not going to download a PDF. I'm going to read about it. But I think there... I think there's more
Open
to it
up.
Than that. I think there's more to it than that. There might be the 5-year gap thing up to 18.
I think it's 5-year
up
gap
to 18.
Shit.
Right.
Yeah. But that's where it cut off on the...
Yeah.
But, dude, with Spacey, though, it was funny. His defense, where they were like, hey, you molested this child or whatever. And he was like... His defense was like, okay, guys, I'm coming out as gay.
Yeah, you know? That's true. That's true. He's like, you're right. I did try to molest a boy.
that wasn't the problem. Hey, Kev, not the issue here.
He didn't realize he had to go trans if he really wanted to get out of it. You know?
He probably could have.
Did anybody see that coming?
What?
Like, that he was...
You watch Usual Suspects, like, the year it comes out?
I didn't see it coming.
I didn't see any gayness at all.
I mean, now looking back, I see gayness. Yeah. You know what I mean? But at the time, you were just like, whatever. It's got Hollywood. Old Hollywood was like that, though. People just
secret
lived,
gays.
Yeah, secret gay. Old everything was like that. Yeah. Secret gays. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Poor Kevin. He's really the victim in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Zevon, what do you think about them gays?
They're good at a lot of things.
Yeah, dude. They're people, too. All right. They are people, too. How see how I use the right pronouns there for...
He's catching on, dude.
They are.
30-something-year-old Douglas. He's with
old
it.
Dog, new tricks.
Yeah.
Old dog, new pronouns.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Spacey's best movie was Usual Suspects,
Usual
right?
Suspects, yeah.
Right. But here's the thing about Usual Suspects. It's not that clever of a movie.
No.
Essentially, they just write a whole movie... And then in the last 5 minutes, they put a bunch of words on a corkboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the writing. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, they tied it in like that. They're like, no, no, no. We'll just write that whole fucking movie. We'll change the woman's name to, you know, ceramics or something. Because it's on the bottom of the cup. And then, boom, that's it.
Like I haven't seen it, so.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Trip doesn't watch movies.
You should definitely see that movie.
Yeah.
I'd loan it to you, but every time I loan a movie to somebody, they don't bring it back.
I can just find it online.
You can just rent it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you loan movies to people. No one's loaning movies.
They take them, evidently, so people are.
I'm just doing coke.
I'm still looking for my copy of Cool Hand Luke. God damn it. I'm pissed.
I think The Pacifier with Vin Diesel is a movie we never returned.
That sounds like a pedophile movie.
Yeah. It was close, you know. There was sexual tension between Vin Diesel and the teenage girl in the movie. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice, dude. No wonder
like
you
the
kept
babysitter.
It.
Yeah,
you're like, this is Spank Bank material, dude. Vin Diesel all warmed up.
Why am I 11 years old and fired up?
The Pacifier. Now, this is worth some late fees. That's what you and your bros are saying. Were you a single kid?
No. We had
A girlfriend.
We had
it was
a girlfriend.
Kevin Spacey. Yeah. Yeah, he was hot.
You remember that article? No. Two sisters, one brother. Yeah.
What are they like?
Sisters or?
Yes, I had black sisters. Correct.
I thought you might have adopted. That's all. No big deal. Or been adopted. I don't know. I'm not in fucking charge, for God's sakes.
I'm not in charge.
States' rights. Yeah.
That's right. Dude.
I don't. Zevon, do you have siblings?
I do. I have three. One older sister, one younger brother.
So you guys
one
are both
sister.
In quartets? How about you? No. You seem like a single kid.
No. Damn. I got older sister, younger brother.
Hmm. Oh, well, we're all
four.
See, I used to have this theory. I have three, unfortunately.
Well, you have three siblings?
Yeah, three packs, so two siblings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know. I don't even fit in anymore.
Yeah, but did your parents even fuck?
Yeah. Your mom's a virgin.
Aaron's got a gay dad.
Yeah.
I used to have this theory, Trip, and you've blown it out of the water, that guys with older sisters were good with chicks.
Not true. Not fucking true.
You don't think so? Oh, you have an older sister, too.
I do.
Right, yeah. Right.
Although she's 7 years older than
See, that don't work.
Yeah,
that don't work.
She's like a,
how,
she's
how much
like a
older
totally
is yours?
Two and a half.
See, you should be.
No excuse.
You should, yeah, no excuses.
Well, she's like.
We're giving him the pass.
Yeah.
One of many. I'm collecting them.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. She's not like. She's kind of like nerdy. I don't know. So
wait, is the theory that you practice on your older sister? What the fuck is that?
No. The theory is that
you know how to not be a dickhead.
Yeah, you spend a ton of time with a woman's brain.
Yes, you like know how to talk to.
Yeah. And not only that, but a woman that can kick your ass usually for quite a while. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I outweighed my sister when I was one and a half and she was four.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Beefy kid.
Freakish child.
Yeah, dude.
God damn.
She was four?
I'm not even kidding, dude. I was one and a half.
You couldn't even walk, and you were bigger than a 4 year old, dude. That's gross.
You could crush your little sister. That's fucking weird.
That's funny. See, it looked like. I don't know how big that is, how big a 4 year old is. What do you guys think that is?
30 pounds? 40 pounds?
Just seeing a 30 pound kid crawling on the ground, being like, where's my binky? Or whatever.
He
can't even speak, actually.
I ate my binky. Yeah.
Just a 1.5 year old 30 pound Trip. They're like, Trip, don't hit your sister. And you're like,
why are there welts on Trip's sister?
Your mom's got to have fucking burly arms, though. You know what I mean?
She fucking started going to the gym when I was a baby.
Just to hold you.
She couldn't raise you.
She could not raise you.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh,
raised.
That's amazing.
Oh, baby. Did you grow up? You grew up in Pennsylvania, but you grew up in Pittsburgh, though, did you?
I grew up in like Pittsburgh. Yeah, Fox Chapel.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I know where Fox Chapel is.
Yeah,
there's good schools down there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no wonder you got decent football education or whatever.
Hell yeah, dude.
Instead of just some guy talking about stabbing kids with a knife.
That made me a better football player. I said, Coach Nather, I'll do anything for you.
If you're willing to kill the enemy, I'm willing to work for you, man.
If you're willing to wrongfully invade a country.
It's a police action. All right? It wasn't an invasion. All right?
That's sick.
God, it's amazing that we do whatever the fuck we want anymore. Our country is... I don't know, right? I'm it's just nuts. Senate doesn't have to pass... they used to have to declare war, you know what I mean? Now they just do whatever the fuck they want. They're like, it's a police action. We figured out a loophole.
Police action.
Loophole.
If you're hot, I can turn off the heater there.
No, it's just...
That is funny.
For some reason, I sweat and it hurts my eyes.
I'm not hot.
Yeah, I guess it gets in them.
Your sweat is...
I think because I eat so poorly that... I secrete.
Yeah, your sweat
poison.
Is like acid.
It's acid.
It's just burning your skin.
Just light beer and
all your
fried
clothes
food.
Have holes in them just from the sweat.
And so when I sweat, I destroy myself. But I'm good.
Yeah, I came in here. That's why I grabbed this other coat. I'm like, I'm going to put this over my legs. I didn't realize you turned on the space heater.
Oh, yeah. This garage
rips,
ain't too
though.
Bad.
It's awesome.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
There's a built-in one and there's a regular fucking one, dude. We're fucking killing it. This garage is actually pretty nice. It's got like tiled walls and tiled floor. What are the fucking odds?
What are you doing to that room? Great podcast content.
We're
gonna knock out that wall, make a nice open space.
People always think that podcasts have to be on 11 the whole time, but
yeah,
no, man, fucking regular people listen to podcasts. They have regular lives. That's why podcasts
are
popular.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
because they're not a fucking laugh track and a fucking a writer room. Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, this seems like me and my boys talking about.
People
shit,
always
you know
have. You guys ever hear this? Like, I like podcasts because
I like to listen to friends talk. You know what I mean? Like people say that's
it's fake friends.
I feel like that's the saddest.
It is. Yeah, that is sad.
I mean,
that is, and I like podcasts, but if I heard myself say that out loud, the next thing would be, and that's why I'm. Bang! Fucking just, echo.
It sounded like you were sucking a cock. It didn't sound like you were sticking a gun in your mouth.
It is an audio-only podcast.
Yeah.
For the audience, he fake gunned himself. Yeah.
But a lot of people don't have cool friends.
No, exactly.
So when you don't have cool conversations or funny conversations, you have to listen.
You need to outsource.
It's very hard to find people who are willing to like let you say what is considered offensive to most folks. You know what I mean? Like. We were having a podcast one time, and one of Cindy's friends was here, and she just was, you know, going from upstairs to her car, and she stopped in to do the podcast for a minute or whatever. It was fine, but like she was like, "So is this like a racist podcast?" And we're like,
yes. "First of all, yes,
yes, yes, yes." Every fucking time I'm on here, Jesus fuck! Why do I agree?
Never seriously. It's always pretend racist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's the promise of it's the potential. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it is hard, dude. This is why I got in. This is honestly why I got into comedy was because I was tired of working with people who.
Can't hang.
Exactly, dude.
It's weird. At our job, you could say whatever the fuck you want. Like, and no one cares.
It's sales it's with weird, high turnover. Dude. So you can just be like, what's up, faggot?
Yeah, people will say that. No, I've heard that in the office. Yeah.
Nice.
I've heard that. In the, it's like a big corporate job. I've heard.
And it's all colors and creeds. It's everybody. And
it wasn't before I got there. There was one black dude.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, we got to work on this.
Yeah. Let's get some diversity in here. You know what I mean?
Word.
I used to do... customer resolution for a moving company, which basically means when we fucked their stuff up, I've got it fixed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we had this lady who had like a ceiling tile that was damaged. And I was like, okay, well, I'll call her up. You know, hey, can we get this fucking going for you? She's like, I don't know how if it can be fixed. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm pretty sure they can get it fixed. She's like, well, I looked up in there and I don't see any way to attach a new one. And I was like, you know what? We put a man on the moon. I feel like this ceiling tile thing is next on the list.
Lady, go to your utility closet. There's going to be a pile of brand new ceiling tiles that they didn't use when they put the first ones in.
Yeah.
And they're going to do that.
Customer resolution and phone jobs are kind of fun for that reason because at the end of the day, you just have to force a fucking square peg into a round hole a lot of the time, you know? Because people's brains do not work. I remember I inspected this lady's... leather chair and sofa. When you walked in, it was clearly mutilated by cat's claws.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Clearly. And she's sitting there with a cat
yeah.
on the stuff. And she's like, it wasn't like that before. And I mean, it's like,
Put the cat in a different room. Yeah.
It's like on both pieces of furniture identically. Like, and I'm like, there's just no fucking way, lady. And then she won't give it up. She won't give it up. She won't give it up. I think we even fixed it once. And then she was like, they didn't fix it good enough. And it was all clawed up again because the cat fucking went after it a second time.
Fuck. Is this the same company? You're fixing ceiling tiles and leather couches?
Yeah, yeah, people are insane, dude.
They buy both those things from you, or you just...
No, it's
a building. We're a moving
company. And when they fuck up something when they're moving...
It was two men in a truck.
I missed the first part.
Yeah, it was two men in a truck, so I was resolving like when we fuck shit up. We had this guy...
your mover brought a cat.
Exactly. I don't know why he had his cat with him, and then he brought it over after they fixed it the first time. It was weird.
Can you look at this ceiling?
So fucking ridiculous.
My toilet's clogged because
there's a cat in it.
We had
a
guy
cat in my toilet.
We had a guy fall down a flight of stairs and an armoire land on his leg and completely break his lower leg, and it scratched the floor.
Oh my god!
And they're like, "Come fix the floor."
And the people were on the horn with me, so pissed the whole time. They never once asked how that guy was doing. A guy who left in an ambulance from their house. They never once.
Can you get the blood off our floor?
Wait, so was it the bone that scratched the floor? Oh,
See, we're not just racist, guys.
Youch.
I remember as a kid, I always just thought people are normal, and which is a weird thing to say because you just think you're normal, so you just put that on everybody else.
Word.
And you're like, people are normal. You know, they're mostly good. And then you have a job resolving issues with customers? And you're like, oh, they're not, dude. Yeah. They're not at
My
all.
Girlfriend used to work at Target, and she did like the customer service area sometimes. And ladies would like bring in half-eaten boxes of cereal and be like, my grandma didn't like this.
It's like it was $2.50 for the box.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm going to need a full store refund. Used diapers and
like,
all that
They're
stuff.
Like, we can offer you store credit. She's like, that's not good enough.
Used diapers? Yeah.
Like, literally, like an open pack
there
of diapers.
There was shit in this. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
you bought this with WIC coupons, and you're like, yeah, and I want cash.
I want those coupons back.
Yeah, you're not in a good spot in your life when you're trying to return shit to Target.
Oh, yeah. It's always probably for drugs, probably.
Heck, oh, yeah.
This cereal's not going to get me high. Like.
I was down in Braddock. We were just talking about Fetterman.
Yeah.
But I went down to their Family Dollar down there, and some guy walked up and was like, hey, you want to buy some food stamps, man? And I'm like, no, I'm good. But then at the end of the day, I was like, is it a good thing or a bad thing to buy food stamps?
From a person?
Yeah, because he didn't
not
look...
the government?
Yeah, because he didn't look like a drug addict.
I think it'd be there's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, remember when Trevor was a new drug addict? And didn't look like a drug addict?
Yeah, but he's not. Doesn't look like one now, in his defense. But yes. I don't know, man. It's like sneaking into the Cosby Show, you know? Like, it's a fucking, like, is it a bad thing or is it a...
Oh.
Well, if they're not going to use them, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. If you make, like, you either don't make $20 or you have food stamps.
But I also don't want food stamps.
No, I don't think anybody does.
I think a lot of people want food. You want food.
Well, yeah. Sorry,
because he can sell them. Yeah.
Word.
No. He sells you, like, $20 worth of food stamps for $15.
Yeah.
And now you have $20 worth of food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably more for like $5. Yeah, you're probably getting a really good deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now he has gasoline to drive. We'll say if this is the best intentions. You know what I mean?
Gasoline.
It's a heroin. I mean, drive to work. Yeah.
They're so pessimistic. God damn. Mm-hmm.
There's no fucking way they're using that for anything. I mean, you fucking fentanyl.
You can tell. I mean, you guess you can't tell, but you can tell when someone is really strung out. But you can't tell when they're a mild drug addict. Yeah, so he could have been like a mild drug user and I didn't know. Yeah.
He's using the gas to go to his drug dealer.
Right.
Trevor tells stories about, he's like, it's crazy how we would come up with $300 every day. Like, we found a way, dude. We were not lazy people, you know. We were.
Yeah, it's like it's like that Gillis bit. You've seen Gillis's
the quest,
special?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, like heroin, with his sister.
Yeah,
or
he's like heroin addicts go on quests.
Yeah.
Today we must gather copper.
Now you're getting titty fucked behind the Home Depot.
Is that one of his lines?
That's the end. They stop being as fun.
Yeah. Exactly. The more desperate you get, dude.
That special is really good.
Dude, he's very good. I've seen.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
Honestly, two people that I would recommend anybody who's listening to go see: Shane Gillis and Ari Shaffir. Those two guys right now are. I don't want to say they're peaking, but they're
popping off.
Yeah, they're popping off, and they're. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen other guys who are also very good. But these guys are like, those are the two best, I think, that I've seen recently.
I like Ari except for one thing about him. No, he's pretty good.
It was the Colby tweet, right?
What tweet?
The Colby tweet.
Oh, yeah, the Kobe tweet. Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
I watch part of, is that the new special Jew? Is that good? I watched the first 10 minutes. I heard it was really good.
The first 15 of it is very strong, in my opinion. And it's very strong all the way through, but it's like, I don't know. I really liked it. But I also saw that same hour right before he did the Kobe tweet.
Oh.
So, because he was here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He did that hour. Me, Helfer, I think Izot, who you guys might know, and a couple other people were at that show. And then that night, he went to Philadelphia from here and made the Kobe tweet, like, en route.
Nice. Oh.
And then was canceled. So then it took like a year and a half for him to be able to, or maybe 2 years even.
Because of Kobe.
Yeah.
For him to like bounce back from that and be in the good graces of people, because like the venue that he was supposed to film at, because he was supposed to film that special 3 days after we saw it, the venue was getting death threats. So they were like, we can't have you here.
That makes sense though, because it's like, it makes sense that he's been working on that hour for a while, because it's not like a topical hour. It's like it's obviously just new jokes. Yeah. So it's like, because I saw him live and it wasn't any of that. I haven't seen the whole special, but it was like non-Jew related shit.
How recently?
A About, I'll say, like, almost exactly a year ago.
Okay, because yeah. I saw him, a month or so ago here in town. We all went and saw, but a table of us went and saw.
Uh-huh.
I put a big feeler on the web and got 3 bites, and that was all we needed to fill a table.
Yeah.
Zevon, who are the young people you like? Because I know you like Patton and...
Oh, like comics?
Yeah.
I do not listen to stand-up comedy.
Not even the young folk?
Nope.
You don't have any...
Not even Trip Callahan's half hour?
not even Trip Callahan's half hour.
Is there a published Trip Callahan's half hour?
Yes, there is.
No, it's on Google Drive.
you haven't given that to me yet. I don't have it yet.
Oh, okay. I'll give it to you. Yeah. The original.
Really, give it to him.
Give it. That's when I was really ripping with the different
voice. With your
voice.
Telegraph talk.
Yeah,
like
dude.
A Morse code accent.
That's what Henderson told me. He goes, your stand-up sounds like Morse code.
Yeah. My brother, give it to him. Going from home, like at homos, having FOMO. Gotta give it to him.
And then you'd always ask me what bits you had.
I do that to Pete now. I'll go up on stage with 3 minutes, and then I'll be like, "Fuck, Pete, tell me a bit of mine I should do."
Give me some key words.
Oh, every time Trip tries to interact with me in the audience, it makes the audience very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it just makes for a bad set, and I feel bad because I'm like, I think you would have done well if you just didn't talk to
ask me.
Me
anything.
Oh yeah, I don't fucking know.
It doesn't matter though.
Sometimes at the mics and there's 4 people there, I'm just like, fuck it.
Oh, just free ball it. Absolutely.
Yeah, dude. There's nothing more miserable than going and standing in front of people that have heard everything you are going to say already, and you're just like, well, I got to wing it, or I got to fucking just bite the bullet and do a re-up and fucking reinforce it.
I mean, that's why you should always be, you should always have some new stuff cooking.
You're supposed to.
You should.
I used to for the first 2 years, but comedy got depressing after a while because,
it's very depressing.
When I got into comedy, I thought that people were going to, either be into it or forgive you. One or the other. That's what I thought.
Yeah. No, there's a secret third option.
There is a secret third option, which is disgusted.
Correct.
And when I found out that, I was like, oh, it makes it really hard to do comedy.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't fucking listen to anybody. I think that since I started doing stand-up, it's...
You don't like anybody that's touring right now.
You've
kind of
surpassed all the comedians, so you don't really want
to... Yeah, there's nowhere else to go.
True,
well, there aren't that many people... There aren't, who I, would get excited about, special came out.
I saw Mulaney a few months ago.
How was that?
Seems good.
I love Mulaney.
Yeah, he's
pretty good.
He's probably working on new stuff.
No, it was good. He talked about having a new kid with Olivia Munn.
They're now separated.
Are they?
Which is sick.
That was a year ago. Yeah.
You're going to swoop in,
pump a baby in you and get out of there?
Was he talking about doing blow and shit?
It was mostly his rehab shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was good. That ripped.
Yeah,
that was really fucking good. That ripped. That had legs. I should tell him that.
Hey, man, keep up with that. That's really good.
I think you've got a future in this comedy.
Yeah, keep it up.
You can do this,
John.
Dude. You can do this.
I saw Chris Rock a few months back.
What? A few months?
Well, he was here, right?
Yeah, he was in September, yeah.
What? How did that slip by me? He was here in Pittsburgh.
Correct.
After
what
the slap.
Venue?
Yeah.
Benham. Theater, right? Yeah.
Benedum.
Is that a big theater or something?
It's big enough.
It's pretty big.
Probably 1,500, I would think.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
I saw Bergazzi there.
Ooh.
I like Bergazzi.
Really, I think I saw Burr there. I can't remember, though. It would have been years ago, though.
I've seen Burr live a couple times.
Really shout out for Burr.
I've seen him. I'm not going to go anymore. I've seen him twice, and it was enough.
I don't know. I didn't love him live as much. Maybe because he was doing it was in arenas or something. But he's one of my favorite comedians.
Well, that's I saw Mulaney at PPG, and then I saw
it's too big. Yeah,
it's way too
watching
fucking
the
big.
Megatron.
Also,
the whole
time.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at a pixelated version of him moving. Yeah. I'm just
was the volume way too loud? Because I had a speaker near my seats, and I had to I couldn't watch from my seats. I went up to where you grab beer and was watching through like a
curtain.
Crack.
Yeah,
through a curtain.
Oh my god. No, it's
especially with Burr because he's obviously yelling a lot on stage.
Right.
And it was just oh my god, they fucked up the sound.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's just weird and I honestly feel like the best venue is max 250 people and the ceiling is low. To me, that's
perfect. Much.
I think a big comedy club.
Yeah, club.
The Improv here in town, I think, holds 500, and I think it's...
Yeah, that's a good number.
I think it's a good number.
It's tight.
It's one of the biggest improvs in America.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I guess they don't have
when I'm headlining,
win.
Seating wise.
Yeah.
Get it? Get it? You headlining.
When I'm doing 9 minutes on a showcase.
Yeah. Featuring for
it's funny when you get
stone.
When someone gives you like a specific, when it's like you're going to do 8 minutes.
Yeah, like a weird minutes. Number. Yeah, it's not like, you give me 10, you're doing 7. Yeah. You're doing 7.5.
But then you get there and they're like, yeah, just fucking whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, once you're in person, people are like, I don't want to be rude.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't want you, and they know that, I mean, if you have jokes that are written, that you're at a certain point, you're like, I guess I can make that joke shorter. It will sound funny.
I mean, but if you're killing, they usually give you a little bit of.
Which I usually am.
That is correct, yeah. Murder. I mean, there's been like 2 shows I can think of where I got 5 extra minutes without realizing I got 5 extra minutes.
Yeah.
I've never
not realized it.
There usually
that's
is like
pretty crazy.
But how do you not realize? Because you go through your jokes and like, oh, now I have to do some jokes I didn't prepare.
Okay, so it's not like I don't, okay, I know it's happening, but I didn't anticipate it. So I'm like, okay, there's like an alarm going off in my head, but I have to keep going because they're not lighting me.
Exactly.
You kind of have to like still keep talking because you're like, you're not panicking, but you're just like, okay, I got to keep going.
Yeah.
That does happen.
I feel like you also will go off, like not necessarily like, crowd, but you'll go off script where it'll be like someone will say something and it'll get you into a different bit that probably wasn't like what you prepared.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like
oh,
you're
yeah.
kind of bouncing around a little more than like I would. Where I'll just do the
you
jokes
are very
in
much
order.
On the rails. Yeah.
Well, Zevon's a hot pistol.
Yeah,
you don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah. I get up on that fucking mic.
Yeah, that's what they used
the
to
the audience
call
fears him, dude.
Yeah. The King View thing that we did, which was really fun.
That was awesome.
It's Vinny Palatucci's show that he's booking once a month. Or something.
Book me, Vinny.
Yeah, book trip. He's back.
Speaking of that, I mean, go ahead and keep going. When you're done with that, we can plug our shows, and it's about time to go to Scarps.
Right,
good
right,
idea.
Right.
Good idea. I thought I was doing 15. So I prepared a 15-minute set, and then Vinny's like, it's going to be 10. I'm like, that's fine. And then I realized that like this, if when I shortened my 15-minute set, all my jokes are about gay stuff.
That rips.
So I just,
that works out.
I mean, that's me and Trips. We wish we were. Yeah.
So I'm 7 minutes in watching this audience, and they're having a good time, but I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't realize all my jokes were about gay stuff.
I remember, yeah. I remember that.
That's funny. I at Asher's mic last week, I only did gay and trans jokes for the whole set, dude.
Nice. Fucking nice.
How's that mic? Is that Deez?
It's like mid.
Do they put up with you, though?
They don't give a fuck
they don't
what
give
I
shit.
Say. Yeah, but...
Oh, well, then maybe I should go. I figured it was unfriendly because,
because
it's named so abruptly.
Yeah.
No, but, you can.
All right, well, I should go to that one.
Yeah, go to it. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I have the same problem. It's just weird too because like if you go see a professional, who obviously, anytime somebody walks into a paid professional like 500-seat, 250-seat room or whatever or plus, they walk in giving that person an allowance and a level of trust already. You know what I mean? That we don't get at an open mic, and then but those guys, you know, they can do 15 minutes on gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll go into an open mic, and I have, you know, 5 minutes on abortion that I think is fairly even keeled.
Aborting gay people,
honestly.
Right.
Yeah, or, obviously.
Or bees.
That one.
Or bees, exactly.
Yeah, you really have 2 modes. You're like a lawnmower, like, you know, the fucking the rabbit and the tortoise.
Abortion
and bees.
Animal
jokes.
That one
honey,
joke.
The lawn needs... trimmed.
There's
let me turn on the abortion.
I like your Texas abortion joke where you're like,
yeah, it's a great joke.
Tell them to leave first and then you can shoot them or whatever. Yeah, because then they're
shoot
trespassing.
The stand your ground.
That's castle doctrine.
That's great.
God.
Yeah, but either way, you know, you're sitting there and everyone's been doing, 5 minutes all night, and then you're on your 5th minute and you're still rolling on abortion. Half the room is crossing their arms. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So. I've gotten some arm crosses in my day. Yeah.
Sorry. Patrice O'Neill always said that you should have half the room, otherwise you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So
I'm just really out there speaking the truth. Some people don't
want to
hear it, dude.
All right. Does anybody have anything to plug? Well, first of all, I should say, Pete Morris, excellent first episode.
Thank you very much.
For the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Fucking nice. Stoked on it. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
Everybody knows these losers, kind of. I don't know. But, you know, we were happy to have you. Also, we have Trip Callahan.
Yep.
And Zevon Vasquez.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug? Anything you want to point people to? Even your social media? You know what I mean? Whatever you got.
Right. Well, I got a show in not McCandless, sort of near McCandless, Cafe Conmigo on
Cafe
Friday.
Conmigo.
I'm doing that with Zevon.
Right,
you
yeah,
are?
Yeah. Me and Tripp are doing that. Yeah, okay, so that's Cafe Conmigo.
It's in like Cranberry or...
Yeah, like near, it's like north. Fucking.
Wexford's what it's called.
Right, oh, yeah, Wexford, it is in Wexford, yeah. Yes.
That's a nice area.
It is a nice area. That's a really, it's a good venue too, a lot of plants. That's what makes, for me, it's the plants. I'm on Instagram mainly, and that's Zevon, Z-I-V-A-N, underscore the, underscore terrible, but it's like tear a piece of paper.
Terrible, it's like, boy. Like that's a terrible fucking plug.
Yeah.
Well,
how are people ever going to
remember? Nobody's ever going to find you.
That's right.
Damn.
Sorry, dude. I was just being an ass. Just totally being an ass.
Pete Morris Comedy on Instagram. Links to my podcast on there, which these two have also been on, and I need to get Aaron on.
Word.
Big and Brown Show, first of its kind.
That rips, dude.
Yeah. February.
Who's doing that? Sam Bentley? What?
The Big and Brown Show?
Yeah.
Or, oh, it's...
who's hosting it?
It's Chuck and... Kadar. Show.
Oh, yeah,
Chuck's big and Kadar's brown.
Yeah.
565 Live on February 7th. So I think you can go to somewhere and find that. I don't know.
Okay.
Trip, anything?
Trip underscore Cal on Instagram. I have like three stand-up videos on
there. So, and one 30-minute. Hey, don't sell yourself. One 30-minute special on Google Drive.
I can send
Drive.
You guys the Google Drive link. It has a lot of views.
Christ. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, March 2nd, hurry up and say something at the Apis Meadery. It's like a crowd work show.
Fuck.
That's and cool. It's tough. I mean, sometimes when I do crowd work, it's fucking dynamite. And sometimes I'm like, oh.
Used to be called the Rapist Meadery.
Yeah. What's that?
When is that?
March 2nd.
March 2nd. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then also I'm on that Kingfly show that you guys were on last month, but I don't remember what the
February
date is.
February 18th.
Is that when the next one is?
Yes.
Okay. February 18th. Thank you, Zevon.
You're welcome.
Zevon's actually my agent, so keeps track of my dates.
Are you Jewish, too?
I do. I wear a lot of hats.
And that's Kingfly Spirits. Somewhere around Pittsburgh, Google it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But if you don't like me, there's probably somebody out there who's a square telling jokes, and you're going to love them. You know what I mean?
Somebody trying to be John Mulaney.
That's right. That's right. All right, guys. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was it. A hell of a banger. Excellent first show, as I said, out of Pete. Always a blast to have Tripp and Zevon around. Trip's an easy laugh, and that's not a bad thing, at least for the type of humor I'm into. Zevon's a good sport, and let's be honest, Pete's pretty quick. So, I'm fortunate to have him. Hope they come back. Today, I couldn't figure what to do for a song. I don't think we talked about any, but I figured, hey... You know how Willie Nelson won 2 Grammys last night? You know how you were in Utah? You know how you went to Sundance Film Festival? Humble brag. We did, and we saw 2 movies at the film festival. One was Shada, a good movie about a woman trying to keep custody of her kid and her abusive husband from Iran, terrorizing them in Australia. But it wasn't exactly uplifting, the movie wasn't. You know what I mean? What was uplifting was the second movie we saw, the Willie Nelson documentary. Willie and Family, which I did not realize, but he calls his band the Family Band, and his sister is quite literally his sister Bobby, pianist in the band. That's right, his sister's the pianist. Regardless, I thought to myself, well, why not just throw some Willie in there since we already talked about the Utah trip, right? Now, this documentary, I believe, was 4 hours long or something like that, which is interesting to sit in a theater for 4 hours watching a 4-part series. But what I did not know was that Willie really caught his footing and started being allowed to be his own artist on the album Redheaded Stranger. Okay, so that's today's song. Now, normally we do song, but I listened to this because in the documentary they said that this album actually was just the Western movie that Willie Nelson always wanted to make. He grew up watching Westerns on TV. And so I figured, you know what, I'll give it another listen because I'd listen to it, you know, in the background. I got 3 tracks in and I realized, this is so far a running theme. Now, I can't confirm the whole album's a running theme. But I feel like these first three songs are. They are, let's see here, what's it called? Time of the Preacher, Couldn't Believe It Was True, and Time of the Preacher Theme. All right, combined all together, 5 minutes, 10 seconds. You know what I mean? And here's what I think happens, in case you want to follow along with the story. It starts out saying the time of the preacher. Now, this is my misunderstanding the first time I was half-assed listening to it. When he says the time of the preacher, it's not the story of a preacher. It's a story about a man in a period of his life when his primary influence was a preacher, I assume. Or the church, for that matter. You know what I mean? Anyway, that being said, this man commits to a woman. The woman cheats on him. She leaves. He's heartbroken. He rambles around. I don't know. It kind of finishes off with realizing that what he believed about the church wasn't true was really the first lesson. Or that's when the preaching was over, the lesson began, is what he says anyway. You know what I mean? So anyway, let's do it. Without any further ado, song about a guy who's heartbroken, but it's actually three songs. This is Willie Nelson's Redheaded Stranger, the album, 1975. First three tracks.
It was the time of the preacher, when the story began, of the choice of a lady and the love of a man, and how he loved her so dearly. He went out of his mind when she left him for someone that she left behind. And he cried like a baby. He screamed like a panther in the middle of the night. He saddled his pony, he went for a ride. It was the time of the preacher, in the year of 01. Now the preaching is over, and the lesson's begun. Last night I came home and I knocked on my door, and I called to my love as I oft had before. And I knocked and I knocked, but no answer there came. No kisses to greet me, no voice call my name. And I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord, I couldn't believe it was true. And my eyes filled with tears, and I must have aged 10 years, and I couldn't believe it was true. Well, the shock was so great, I am quivering yet.
And I'll try to forgive, but I cannot forget. My heartbreaking loss is another man's gain. And her happiness always, I hope, will remain. And I couldn't believe it was true. Oh, Lord, I couldn't believe it was true. And my eyes filled with tears. And I must have aged 10 years. And I couldn't believe it was true. But he could not forgive her, though he tried and tried and tried. And the halls of his memory still echo her lies. And he cried like a baby. Scream like a panther in the middle of the night. And he saddled his pony. And he went for a ride. It was the time of the preacher in the year of 01. Now the lesson is over, and the killing's begun.
You guys got blue cheese?